Americans first heard Peruvian singer Ima Sumac back in the 1950s. She was billed to sell. Ima Sumac was known as the Nightingale of the Andes and the Peruvian Songbird. And those were more than just nicknames. Listen to this. It's from the 1954 Hollywood film Secret of the Incas, starring Charlton Heston, with music provided by Ms. Sumac. Ima Sumac was 86 when she died Saturday at a nursing home in Los Angeles. Tom Schnabel of station KCRW in Santa Monica actually met Ima Sumac, and you interviewed her as well, Tom. What was she like?
Well, she was very warm. She was very vibrant personality. She was part of sort of the lounge exotica, Les Baxter and all that kind of thing. She was an easy fit for Hollywood at the time in the movies. She recorded all her albums on the big label, Capitol Records. She did shows at the Hollywood Bowl. But she wasn't just some sort of kitsch diva. She had an amazing voice, 5-octave range, and she did things that very, very few other singers, even ones with extended vocal techniques and who had studied all this stuff, could do. She was one of a kind.
She had that amazing voice, and she made big money with that amazing voice. She did pretty well, I guess, in Las Vegas, too.
Not only in Las Vegas, but she went to Russia, and the Russians were so enamored of her that she stayed there something like 3 months. And the generals from World War II would run up to the stage and would throw their medals at her feet on the stage. They loved her that much, and they didn't want her to leave.
Oh, you love and talk and you can call.
That's the song Bo Mambo and the singer Ima Sumac, who died over the weekend. Tom Schnabel, when she sang, did people see beyond the Cleopatra look? Did they see beyond the exoticism and hear the things that you're talking about now in her voice?
I think some did and some didn't. I don't know whether she performed the more haunting songs on her Vegas shows. She might have done more of a vamped up and lots of different orchestration and instrumental things. I think that people who bought her albums, however, and listened to them carefully, would see this other almost mystical side that sounded like really music from another planet. There is an amazing track on her album Voice of the Ixtabe called Chuncho, the Forest Creatures. And I think this goes back to her as a young girl in her room painting pictures of the forest animals in her room and then imitating their sounds. And it is absolutely breathtaking what she does.
Tom Schnabel of station KCRW in Santa Monica speaking to us about Ima Sumac, the so-called Peruvian songbird, a star in the 1950s here in the United States. She died over the weekend at age 86. Thanks again, Tom.
You're welcome, Lisa.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach, available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community.